On Friday, scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey announced that an airborne survey of the Spokane area has found clues that look to be connected to a so-called swarm of small earthquakes that took place back in 2001. The swarm was actually several small quakes, the largest that registered a 4 on the Richter scale, that took place November the 11th of that year. Richard Blakely of USGS says images from a satellite indicate an unusual ground deformation in north-central Spokane.
The ground bulged up, the bulge is about 1 to 2 miles across and about a half an inch high. Well, that sounds trivial, and it is pretty trivial unless you're a geologist or a geophysicist. That's pretty significant, very unusual. The fact that it corresponded precisely with the earthquakes tells us that the earthquakes and the ground deformation were caused by the same thing, namely a fault.
Follow-up studies done this summer by an aircraft flying over Spokane using magnetic sensors was able to detect magnetic anomalies, one of which could be a fault. The anomaly seems to run parallel to the 2001 earthquakes. Blakely says follow-up studies on the ground will be undertaken to see if the evidence really does indicate a fault. He says new guidelines for public safety may have to be put in place if the evidence indicates a true fault.
Well, if we can demonstrate that this fault is capable of a magnitude 6, 6.5 earthquake, which I don't think is out of the question, my recommendation would have a campaign for people to strap down their water heaters, bolt their houses to the foundation, have a plan, evacuation plan, that sort of thing.
Future studies will likely include excavating an area near the magnetic anomaly to determine if there is physical evidence of a fault line. Newspaper records indicate there was a series of small earthquakes in the 1920s in Spokane. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.